welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club 2-meter information net. My name is John Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, net control for this evening. We meet every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. If there is any emergency or priority traffic at this time, please contact net control. Priority traffic. We will not take check-ins for this evening's net. Are there any check-ins?
M8CXI, November 8, Charlie X-ray, India, Gary, with two R's.
W8NGA.
Good evening, gentlemen. I think I missed somebody. I have N8CXI Gary, N8TFC Terry, W8NGA Greg, KD8NKY Randy, KD8OOT Doug. I think I missed somebody between Terry and Greg. Could you give me that call sign again, please? I got it. Thank you, sir. Any more check-ins for the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club 2-meter information net before we get started? Gentlemen, since this is an information net, I would like to give you some information. Tonight I would like to talk about antenna tuners. From ARRL we read, antenna tuners are devices often misunderstood in the amateur radio world. While not every station requires an antenna tuner to transmit radio signals, often an incompatibility between the transmitter and the antenna system results in poor performance. An antenna tuner between them is often the way to obtain efficient operation, end quote. If you are just using a 2-meter rig and a 2-meter antenna, odds are you won't need an antenna tuner as the antenna is already tuned for the radio being used. But if you work HF, especially on more than one band, odds are you will need an antenna tuner. I have learned that a well-tuned antenna with less power is far better than a poorly tuned antenna with more power. Your signal will get out further, you will be heard better, and a well-tuned antenna also reduces heat and is better on your radio. So the question for tonight, do you have an antenna tuner, and is it manual or automatic? Antenna tuners. First up, Gary, N8CXI. Good evening, Gary. Come on in.
Good evening, John. I believe you said your name was John. I'll call you John until you change your name or until you correct me. evening, John. Anyway, I don't believe I have an antenna tuner at all. I have resonant antennas on all my radios, and therefore I have no need or no use for an antenna tuner on my radios, or on any of my radios. So I guess that's the story here, John. So anyway, NHCXI back to net control.
Gary, thank you very much for that. And yes, the name is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November, Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango is the call. All right, well, moving on. While you can tune an antenna by cutting it to the right length, it is only tuned to one frequency. If you want to use your antenna on more than one frequency, you will need an antenna tuner. To achieve optimal power transfer from the radio to the antenna, a good impedance match between the radio and the antenna must exist. An antenna tuner attempts to match the antenna's impedance to the radio's 50-ohm impedance at its antenna connector. The tuner inserts variable amounts of capacitance and/or inductance into the path to the antenna lead-in to provide this match. Okay, we're talking antenna tuners, automatic and manuals. Next up, Terry, NATFC. Good evening, Terry.
Good evening, John, and another great subject. Man, I don't know where you get all the inspiration, but you always come up with good ones. As far as antenna tuners, yes, I have a AT11 automatic tuner, and it is connected to the 80-meter off-center-fed dipole, which is resonant in several different bands, 10, 20, 40, 80, and I forget what the other one is. But the antenna tuner will allow me to use that antenna out in other bands where it normally would not be able to use that antenna. And it does cut back on the deficiency, I'm sure, but it also allows me to get places that I wouldn't normally be able to get. So, I can see the purpose for having one around. And I've used mine. It's a pretty good antenna tuner. It would just about tune a clothes hanger. But anyway, I've enjoyed it. It didn't cost me a lot. And so I added it to the shack. Anyway, another great subject, and I'll say hi to everybody on the net. And with that, I will turn it back to Net Control, K-8-B-A-T, N-8-T-F-C.
Terry, thank you very much. Really great comments. That's for sure. Yeah, antenna tuners can be a really great item in a sack, that's for sure. Most solid-state radios being sold currently will scale back on the power as the radio senses a mismatch between radio and the antenna. This protects the radio's final amplifier. The tuner allows the radio to see a correct impedance match and transmit with full power. Many antennas have fairly narrow bandwidth. Constant tuning of the actual antenna is not usually a desirable activity. A good antenna tuner will help to extend the bandwidth by maintaining a reasonable match between the radio and antenna for a broader frequency range. We're talking antenna tuners, manuals, and automatics. Next up, James, W8NCR. Good evening, James. Come on in.
NCR group. Yeah, another good subject. Yeah, I also use an AT11 like Terry. I picked that thing up in Fargo, North Dakota, and that's like one of the antenna tuners I've ever used. Not that used a lot. But it's connected to a 40 meter off center fed dipole is resonant, supposedly resonant on 40, 20, 10, and I think it also does 6 meters, which I don't have anything that's 6 meters yet, so I have to test that. But, and they're a good little tuner. It doesn't do well. It probably does cut back on power, especially if I want to get up into the 80 meter band, because obviously the antenna is not cut for that. So, but I'm looking at other options for 80 meters, so. With that said, back to net control to the NCR.
Thank you so very much for that. Yes, antenna tuners certainly are a big addition to the SAC. Although, like you say, something can be helpful, more helpful in some cases than in others. Antenna tuners may be divided into two general groups, manual and automatic. The manual tuner usually provides an SWR meter to indicate tuning and constantly monitors the match between the radio and the antenna. To accomplish this, the tuner will have several controls and dials or knobs used to set and fine-tune it. This can add complexity to the usage that some find objectionable, as the user switches bands, retuning is necessary. This can lead to quite a bit of adjusting if one is band hopping to find that certain contact. Talking antenna tuners, next up, Greg, W8NGA. Good evening, Greg.
Good evening, everybody. It's W8NGA. As far as tuners concerned, I do have a couple. I don't like to use them. I got a manual sitting here. It's not hooked up at the moment. And an automatic sitting in the closet that I haven't used in several years. But I don't like to use them because they do kill your efficiency, and you're much, like Gary said, you're much better off with resonant antennas than to try to get along with the antenna tuner. It's easier and better efficiency with a resonant antenna, so I don't try to use them. But I do have it here if I need to get on a band or something. I don't have an antenna full. I got a manual tuner here, but it's right now it's not even in line with the coax. So, other than that, good subject, John. So 73s, everybody, and have a great evening. It's WNGA.
Greg, thank you very much for your comments. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here on two. The automatic tuner is generally easier to use than the manual one, providing operator convenience. Rather than adjusting knobs to achieve a match, the automatic circuitry progresses through a set of trial and error settings, seeking the best match. This takes only a few seconds the first time that particular frequency is used with the tuner. Most modern antenna tuners have memories that retain adjustment settings for given frequencies and can recall these settings instantly. We're talking antenna tuners. This is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club 2-Meter Information Net. My name is John, Kilo 8, Bravo, Alpha, Tango. We're going down the first list, first time, and next up is Randy, KD8NKY. Come on in, Randy.
Okay, John, KB8T, KD8NKY. Good evening to the group. Great subject. I do use an antenna tuner, leave it hooked up all the time because I use it a lot. I use it every time that I'm playing HF, really. It's a manual. I like the old heavy-duty manual stuff. And I use a index card for writing down and logging presets. So even though, you know, it's a manual tuner, I kind of, you know, I only play, 20, 40, 80 meters, 10 meters and stuff, so it's not that very many different bands that I have got to tune, you know. And then I write down my presets, and after a while I remember them. I don't even have to use the index card anymore, so when I go to a different band or switch antennas, then I'm able to tune it pretty fast and get to where I need to be. So, and I have kind of played with, because my radio radio has an automatic antenna tuner built into it, but played the, you know, between the two, I like the manual. The manual external tuner is a lot more efficient than the automatic antenna tuner inside the radio anyway, because there's a lot of modern day radios that have that. So, but that's what I like, and I use a pretty heavy duty one, and have good luck with it there. I can usually tune my antenna down to 1.0 something on an SWR reading, which gives me almost exact output for what I have the radio set for. So thank you, John, very much. KD-NKY, back to net.
Hi, Randy. Thank you very much. Great to hear you in here on 2 meters, and great comments on the manual antenna tuner. Most radio companies make their own brand of antenna tuner, or you can get them from two major suppliers, LDG or MFG. Most cost a few $100s, but there are some that are a little more. I have an LDG AT100 Pro 2. It has two antenna connectors on the back, so I have my horizontal G5RB on one, and I have my vertical gap Titan DX vertical on the other. So I can go from one antenna to the other with the push of a button. That's very convenient. This antenna tuner will cover all HF bands and 6 meters with up to 125 watts. In addition, I have one set of switches where I can switch between my G5RV to my 6 meter horizontal antenna. I then have another set of switches that do not use the tuner, that does switch between my 2 meter vertical and my 2 meter horizontal. So I can use 3 different antennas on 10 different bands, and I can run either horizontal or vertical on 2 meters. I've learned that it's not so much about the radio, it's all about the ears. Now, the reason, of course, I use the antenna tuner is because I have don't have a lot of space for my antennas, so I have to use the tuner to use what antennas I can use for all the different bands that I use. Okay, we're talking antenna tuners. Next up is Doug, KD8OOT. Good evening, Doug.
BAT, thanks for being in there. Being our NCO, you do a great job. Always have a good topic. I enjoy the topics and refine my knowledge or learn something new. So, KD8OOT. I started out with an LDG AT200. And I worked fine until I got my amp. Once I got the amp, then I had to upgrade. That LDG is on loan to a co-worker of mine that's just getting into the hobby up around, I don't know, Mansfield, somewhere up in there. And I agree with the knowledge or the comment or the trend of thought that Greg put forth. If your antenna is resonant, you don't need to tune. Makes it easier. You could go from antenna to antenna with a flip of a switch, or if you have to unplug the coax, plug it in. You don't have to fool with the tuning thing, but at a G5RV, which is not intended to be resonant anywhere, so that always had to be tuned by a nickel. And I took that down recently and put up an 80-meter Windham. And I don't have it resonant. I played with it, but I couldn't get that resonant on any band. But again, with my tuner, and now I've got a Polestar tuner, and it's automatic, but it has a switch. Once, like Randy was saying, I'll go places and I'll document what the setting was, so that I can come back later and I can manually set it, without having to go through the laborious thing of having it auto-tune and listen to it crunch and grind and annoy people on the air. But I try to get where I don't need it, but then a lot of times I do. So they are useful, and it's kind of fun to play with, and you learn a little more once you get familiar with your unit. Thanks, Sean. Back to you. KSBAT, KDOOT.
Thank you very much. very much for that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I also agree basically with Beck that if you have the space and the room to set up and have all resonant antennas so they're already resonant to the frequencies and the bands you're using, that's certainly the way to go. However, if you only have 50 square feet of space or 100 square feet of space or whatever is that out back, and you want to use a lot of different bands, then sometimes you do have to compromise a little bit. As you mentioned, Doug, when you have a G5RV, it's a great antenna, but it isn't tuned to any particular band, so of course you'd obviously need an antenna tuner if you're going to use a G5RV. Same thing goes with the vertical, the Gap Titan DX Vertical. It's a unique antenna built for eight different bands that has eight different parts on it, and it uses different parts of the on the antenna depending on what band you're on. But of course, the difference there is you have to tune it. So again, you need an antenna tuner if you have a band, if you have an antenna that's built specifically for a lot of different bands. Okay, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club, 2-meter information net. My name is John, Kilo 8 Bravo, Alpha Tango, net control for this evening. We're now ready to start the 73 round. Before we do, let's check for any late check-ins. Any late check-ins, please call now.
HMP, Jeff.
Jeff, good evening, sir. We were talking about antenna tuners. Come on in.
I have an antenna tuner. It's only for 10-meter and 11-meter. For the most part, I usually use my antenna analyzer to tune the antennas. About all I have to say about with the antenna tuners, about all I know with them. But great topic. Back to net control. Okay, Jim, be clear.
Jeff, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it. Any late check-ins? Let's start the 73 round, and we'll go to the top of the list and work our way down one more time. Top of the list is N86A Gary with two R's. Come on in, Gary.
Hey, John. That's J with a, John with a J, capital J. Okay, John. I wanted to say it was a good topic and a good net and good night and good night. 73 to everybody. And so there we have it. So anyway, very nice net, and it really was a really good topic. And I always enjoy this particular night of the week. It's a much appropriately named net where it is the information net. So there we have it. So, okay, back to you, John, and again, thank you very much for letting me be a part of the proceedings tonight. I enjoyed it very much, and as usual, I learned and got very much out of it. NACXI back to you, net.
Control, Gary, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Always great to have you in there. I appreciate you very much when you join our net. It's always a lot of fun when you're on. Thanks again, and I hope you have a really great weekend. Okay, 73 round, going down the list. Next up is Terry, NATFC. One more time, Terry.
Thank you, John. I want to make a quick announcement here. This Saturday, we will be losing our site over at Jeff's house. And he has been kind enough to provide us with a received site over there and hosting the 100 machine. That's been pretty high in the air there. I think he gave us a spot about 75 foot up on the tower. And it's worked well for us, but we're going to be removing that this Saturday. So you may have a little bit of a harder time getting into the machine. Hopefully you can pick up your power, or if you have a directional antenna, aim it more towards Paul or Roger's house and let me buy a nickel. we are currently working on getting the repeaters, both repeaters, up on a commercial tower, which will be 350 feet in the air. Nothing is finalized yet. Dave, WDKM, is working on getting that for us. He has the engineer on board. And James talked to him, I think it was earlier this week. And we are hoping to have an okay on that by the end of the year. And that should take care of any problems that we're having. But I wanted to let everybody know, if you're having trouble getting in the machine, just point a little more towards either Paul or Roger's place there, or kick your power up. And again, John, another great nut. We really appreciate you doing it every week. With that, I'll say 73 to everyone on the net. Looking forward to next week. K-A-B-A-T-N-A-T-S-E.
Very much for that, and thank you for joining us this evening, and also thank you for the information on the changes on the repeater. Okay, we're on the 73 round. Down the list we go. Next up is James, W8NCR. One more time, sir.
NCR. I don't really have any more to add, so I will say 73 to everybody, and have a good night. Back to Nat Control, to the agency, are clear.
James, thank you very much for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend. Okay, down the list we go. Next up is Greg, W8NGA. One more time, Greg.
Again, I don't have anything for the group, so I'll say 73 to everybody, and have a great weekend coming up for us, WNGA.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us this evening, and I hope you have a great weekend as well. Next on the list is Randy, KD8NKY. One more time, Randy.
Okay, very good, John, and the group there. Thank you, John, for having, like Terry says, yet another great net. They're always fun. You always keep the fun in the nets, and that's a big thing. I always enjoy the time spent, checking in with the nets and stuff. So I don't have anything else for the net. I do hope everybody has a good weekend as well, and supposed to be a fairly nice one weather-wise. Let's hope that holds out for us here in Ohio. So KD-NKY, back to net control.
For that, appreciate it, and you always have a great signal coming in, either on 10 or 2 meters. Ian, thank you. Hope you have a great weekend. Okay, next up is Doug, KD8OOT. One more time, Doug.
KD8OOT in the group, KD8OOT. Announcement here, club meeting on 10 meter. I was inaccurate on the time. 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Grove City Library, the small meeting room B. And this is our second time around. Hope to see a lot of smiling faces there for our next formal meeting. Randy and I have kind of talked about the special events and how kind of novels, how what different people pick. And made the comment it'd be kind of cool if we had a special event with our club. So plant a seed, think about it. What would be something we could pursue? Everybody have a good week. And 73. KBOT, KD2OT, back to net.
Hi, Doug. Thank you very much. So for all that you do, thank you for being on both the 10 and 2 meter nets, and also thank you, sir, for the meetings over there in Grove City. Thank you for all you do for the club. Okay, on down the list we go, and finally we have Jeff, KHJMP. One more time, Jeff, come on in.
WTMP, Jeff, you still there? Okay, I think he's moved on. And with that, we'll call it a night for this evening. I'd like to thank all of you very much for all the support on both the 10 meters and the 2 meter nets. On the 2 meter, thanks to Gary, Terry, James, Greg, Randy, Doug, and Jeff. Also, would like to thank, KD8MCS Roger, W8NGA Greg, and K8JMP Jeff for the use of the 145.23 repeater. Reminder that our club's website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. That's Sierra Whiskey Charlie, Hotel Romeo Charlie.org. Is on the frequency of 28.405 every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Then it is followed by our 2-meter net at 8:30 p.m. here on this repeater. And on the first Saturday of every month, you're invited to meet us at TJ's Country Place at 8:30 a.m., located at 4048 West Broad, where we meet for breakfast. There are no more check-ins or information. I will close the net tonight at 9:02 p.m. and return the repeater back to general use. This is Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, clear on the WB8MMR 145.23 repeater at 9:02. 73s and have a great weekend.